All too often, success and pride are two sides of the one coin. In fact, let's be honest, while success is great, it can be hard to separate it from pride. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. We live in a world that teaches us to win. In fact, winning can be everything. A margin of as little as 1/100th of a second can be the difference between gold and silver at the Olympics. But who ever remembers the name of the silver medalist? We live in a winner-takes-all world, and so we strive to win, because that's what we've been taught that success is. Yet the more we try to win, the more we try to succeed, the more pride creeps into our hearts. Oh, I'm better than you because I was noticed. I got the promotion. I won the sales award. You see it all the time. And the more puffed up that we become with pride, the closer we are to falling flat on our faces. Pride, as the proverb goes, comes before the fall. No matter how confident or how successful or how wealthy a proud person appears, one day, as sure as God made little green apples, they're going to fall flat on their face. That's what happened to me. And it's after one of those falls that I discovered this Jesus, this Son of God, who so humbled himself that he became one of us. He was so humble that he died for us. Now, humble isn't trendy, but the more I see of life, the more I discover that it's the humble people who have the greatest impact in this world. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, proud and boastful people will be shamed, but wisdom stays with those who are modest and humble. It turns out that humble is a smart move. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Let me tell you, the word of God is cram-packed full of powerful, life-changing wisdom. And sharing that with you is what the Ministry of Christianity Works is all about. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.